The tension between charter school advocates and those who support traditional schools often comes down to money. Charters are public and funded by tax dollars, but many argue the schools siphon scarce resources. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us the fourth installment in our series exploring the city's public charter schools, leading up to the 20th anniversary of Pennsylvania's charter school law.
Last year, Pennsylvania Auditor General Eugene DePasquale called for an overhaul of the state's charter school law.
I am not saying we have the worst charter schools in the United States. I am saying we have the worst charter school law in the United States.
DePasquale says in the 4 years he has been Auditor General, 10 of the 15 charter schools his office audited had ties to school building property owners, which contradicts the law that specifies buildings owned by a charter school are ineligible for lease reimbursement. He blamed the state's Department of Education for not verifying ownership of charter school buildings. One of the schools cited was Pittsburgh area charter system Propel that denied any conflict of interest and said DePasquale just wanted the law to change. There is no shortage of Pennsylvania legislators who want to reform the state's charter law.
My goal here is to have charter schools continue to grow, continue to do what they're doing. I'm critical of the process.
Democratic State Senator Jim Brewster, representing Allegheny and Westmoreland counties, has introduced legislation that would realign how local public school districts work with their charter schools. Charters are publicly funded, privately operated schools. Pennsylvania law requires a local school district to vet new charters and those renewing. The public district then writes a check to a charter based on a funding formula set by the state. Brewster's legislation would allow a school board to consider the financial impact a charter would have on the district as part of the authorization process. Brewster says he estimates about 40 districts in the state are at risk of closing as parents are choosing charters.
And if we don't change some of these guidelines, 10 years from now, that'll be 100.
He commissioned a report that was released last month from the Legislative Budget and Finance Committee that stated that the way the state funds charter schools is not sustainable. The report also cited cyber charter schools are getting more money from the state than they need to operate. That's what Republican Representative Mike Reese of Westmoreland County wants to address. He has proposed legislation that would deduct from the per-pupil cost that a district sends to a cyber charter for things that the schools don't have, like libraries and cafeterias. The legislation would also create a commission to review the funding formula for brick-and-mortar schools.
You know, should there be a state revenue source for our charter schools? You know, perhaps. You know, there's a lot of work to do on that funding commission, and they're going to be looking at that.
In Pennsylvania, charter schools are funded by payments from the school district the student lives in. But a student can attend a neighboring charter school approved by another school board, and its home school district has to pay for the student to go there. The district also has to pay for transportation up to a 10-mile radius of city limits for a student to get to their charter school. The Pittsburgh Public School District plans to spend about 12% of its budget on charter schools in the next year. The district pays $14,000 per charter school student and $24,000 for its traditional public school students. One of the common criticisms is that charter schools operate like a business. In Pennsylvania, a charter must be organized as a nonprofit, but a for-profit company can manage the school. The State Department of Education says it doesn't have comprehensive data on which schools are operated by a for-profit. As far as the culture of the school, Ron Sofo, CEO of City Charter High School in downtown Pittsburgh, says operating like a business is imperative. He often refers to students as clients and new teachers as apprentices.
No one has to come to us, right? It's not like I live in a certain part of town, this is your high school, that's where you go. So if we're not providing an experience, an educational experience, that students and parents will buy with their time, we don't exist.
President Trump's administration is promising more choice. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is a proponent of charter schools and vouchers that help low-income families pay for private school. In early drafts of budgets, her office has proposed as much as a 50% increase to charter school funding. Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Anthony Hamlet says paying for students to leave hurts the district. But mostly, he says the competition isn't held to the same standards.
The money follows the students. So if you students are leaving, you're losing dollars toward your traditional public schools. But also, you know, the rules aren't the same.
Hamlet says since a charter school gets public funds, they should be bound to the same procedures as traditional public schools. 20 years after the law was approved, legislators say those changes are coming. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.